Hello everyone, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thavrani, give you the top sports stories of the day. It's been raining continuously since the past few days here in Bombay, and I think it's safe to say that the monsoon season has arrived. Such was the downpour today evening that I had to stay home and couldn't go to the gym. I'm not complaining though, because I ended up watching another sports movie today, based on another true story. It was about this boy who had a never-say-die attitude and made it in the end against all odds. The movie's called Rudy, by the way. The bulk of the story is from football and there's been a lot of transfers today, so let's begin right away.
The top story of the day
is that Scott Parker has announced his retirement from all forms of football. The English veteran played over 450 times in an illustrious career that spanned two decades. Having started off at Charlton Athletic, Parker then moved on to Premier League clubs like Chelsea, Newcastle United, West Ham United, Tottenham Hotspur, and then finally Fulham, where he had been for the last four seasons. The English midfielder was also capped 18 times for England. Anthony Martial sent out a tweet in French earlier today, which translated as, "The rumours are false." His tweet comes after it was rumoured that Anthony Martial is unsettled at Manchester United and wants to leave. Clubs like PSG, the North London clubs of Arsenal, Tottenham and also West Ham had all shown interest in Martial. Ryan Sessegnon has signed his first professional contract and the contract is at Fulham itself. The 17-year-old has signed a 3-year contract keeping him at the club until 2020. I think that's great what he's done given that there was interest from Manchester United and Liverpool. I'm glad he realized that at other bigger clubs, all he would be is a squad player and his only chances would be in the FA Cup and Capital One Cup. Another teenager who has stayed on at his club is Carles Alina, a player I hadn't heard of until today. Alina signed a 3-year contract with FC Barcelona and if he's promoted to the first team, the contract extends by 2 years and his release clause would be 75 million euros. Given that it's a 3-year contract, I'm pretty sure he's going to get into the first team sooner rather than later. FSC Mainz have signed Victor Fischer from Middlesbrough on a 4-year deal. The attacking midfielder, who only joined Bodo last season, and ironically that was a 4-year deal too, struggled for most of his time in the Premier League. The attacking midfielder played 13 times for Bodo without scoring. Another player who has left the Premier League is Swansea City's Bafétimbi Gomis. Galatasaray have signed the French striker who was on loan at Marseille last season. Another Swansea City story is that veteran Leon Britton has signed a 1-year contract extension with the club. The skipper has been at the club for nearly 15 years, playing over 500 times for the Swans, and has been there since Swansea were in League 2. Something you would rarely see in football nowadays. Finally, it's Portugal vs Chile in the Confederations Cup semis and the match is currently going on. Ronaldo on one side, Sanchez on the other, and we have a classic 0-0 score after 90 minutes and the match is going to go to extra time. So that's the football stories. That's a lot, isn't it? Anyways, moving on. What do we have? Wimbledon. The seedings were announced today and here's the top 4 men's seeds in chronological order. Andy Murray, Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. Personally, it feels great to see these 4 as the top seeds again. It's been so long. The order may not be right because it was a duo of Roger and Rafa who were always the top 2 in the good old days, but never mind, I'm still delighted with the top 4. The top 4 women's seeds are Angelique Kerber, Simona Halep, Karolina Pliskova and Elena Svitolina. These are also of course in chronological order. The Indians who have got seedings are Rohan Bopanna, who has been seeded 8th in the men's doubles and Sania Mirza who has been seeded 13th in the women's doubles. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow.